Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Yeah, y'all know who it is. It's your boy, Pete Richardson, or you can call me Pity Pete, no matter which one, but I'm the owner and sole creator of Save Not Athletes Respectfully. And what I do is provide business networking opportunities and life skill coaching for athletes. Right now, it is, what, 11 a.m., November 24th, and it is the week of my favorite holiday of the year. Well, maybe the number two holiday, but it's the holiday where you can eat the most and not get in trouble for it, whether if you're on a diet or what. But, yeah, you know what it is, the Thanksgiving that we always got to give thanks. It's Thanksgiving coming up. It's my first Thanksgiving with my little man, so it's going to be a special Thanksgiving. I'm just kind of glad he ain't going to be eating as much as I do. So, to me, I don't know about you, but to me, it is a blessing. And just so you guys know, I got two guests on my show. Two guests. And I got one guest played defensive lineman for Texas Tech Red Raiders. Just came in, undersized guy. Nobody really knew what he was going to do. I had him on my show before, but the dude really showed out. If you guys watched that Oklahoma game back in the day, I want to say it was 2007. Dude came out there, showed out. And then you got everybody in Lubbock already know the linebacker turned TV sports analyst, Mr. Brian Duncan. I also got him on the show. So I want to welcome Brian Duncan and my homeboy, Rayshon.
Hey,
what's up, you guys?
Hey man, that's the intro, Ray. I don't think I've ever had a better intro than that, right?
Me either, man. Never.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You guys deserve it. Well, starting off with you, Mr. Henley, go ahead and I'll let you formally introduce yourself to the audience out there, man.
Well, John Henley, man. I'm from Galveston, Texas. Born and raised. Went to Texas Tech in 2006. Played there for 4 years, played a little NFL ball in Atlanta, played Canada, played everywhere, man.
Yeah, we call him Fathead, you know. We call him Fathead.
That's a little locker room talk if you guys didn't know. see, most of you guys out there listening, see, you don't get to hear this during the interview most times. You know, you don't get to really get to hear what really went on or get to hear at least two stories at the same time. So I'm giving you something different. I'm swinging the bat a little different. Here we go. So, all right, Mr. Duncan, your turn, man.
Man, once again, Brian Duncan, all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Nothing special. Did an awesome four or five years at Texas Tech. Went on to do a little bit in the NFL, but got married, had some babies, and got fat, man. That's all I got to say.
You
know,
I gotta say. He said, got married, got fat. That's all he gotta say. That's what I'm talking. Hey, that's that good life right there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you can always tell when somebody's doing good, because when you run into them after not seeing them for a couple months or maybe a year, then you stare, you're like, dang, man, you done picked up weight. He's like, yeah.
Rayshon over there losing weight, man. That boy looking good. That's what I always posting some type of picture.
That's true though, man. That's true. You see, like the bigger guy, defensive lineman, offensive lineman. After sports, yeah, them guys slim down. You know, them guys, they just take that workout and just keep working out, and then next thing you know, the ladies better watch out.
Yeah, I'm not that disciplined. I wish I was.
Oh, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So, all right, you guys. All right, let's speak on a little bit. You know, right now is about to be Thanksgiving. It's November. All right, so if you're in high school, you know, if you're fortunate to make the playoffs, if you're a senior in high school, you're fortunate to make the playoffs, right? So, and you know this is your last season playing. You know, you got to get ready for football. I know you guys got two different stories. So, Duncan, I'm going to start off with you. What's something, just real quick, real short and sweet, would you tell that 17 or 18-year-old kid that's starting, that they might be in playoff time or maybe just done, getting done playing football? What can he do to set up his future to go play or just attend collegiate college?
Just short and sweet, man. If you have a dream, you know, pursue that. And the thing is, we can talk all day. Rayshon can say what he's going to say. You can say what you want to say, Pete, but if you don't have the mindset of, man, I want to do this, I want to become something of myself. I want to go to college. I want to, you know, not just stop in high school. Then it's never going to get done. So these kids, what they're going to have to do, man, is have that mentality that, look, man, I want to do something. I'm going to do it. I'm determined. And when you have that base, just that base about yourself, I believe that'll help out big time. For me, it was all about networking. You know, Rajon and all of them, y'all tease me. Y'all always tease me about shaking hands and kissing babies. Hey, man, that's what it comes down to, man. So when you get your name out there and when you get to know people, a lot of people will network and help you out. So just get your mind right, have the love for what you're doing, and just continue, man. That's my answer for that.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Key word was love. All right, Mr. Henley, your turn.
I might have to agree with Mr. Duncan on that. And also, you know, just education is key, man. So no matter what, you can break a leg tomorrow. You got the education and, you know, you got that degree. It'll take you further than any football or any basketball, any sport, really, could take you.
That's real. That's real. Were you about to say something, Duncan?
No. I was agreeing with him, man. That's a really good point. I mean, again, you can your career could be done, and not even based on injury. You could just be done and not even go to college. So that education is really, really important. So yeah, he's absolutely right on that.
Yeah.
Oh man, you guys hit him right there. Duncan said it. You know, Mr. Love, you gotta have a love for it. And Mr. Haley, you know, it's coincide with one another because these guys both know as. You know what they say, everything happens for a reason. There's a reason for the season. So you're going through high school, you might go through different trials and tribulations. Next thing you know, you end up at the next phase of your life, then. But you might end up with somebody who has the same kind of mindset or maybe the same kind of story as you. But the two things that got these guys both here at Texas Tech was networking. You know what I mean? Networking through high school, and then like Duncan said, we always teased them through college because he was networking. But, you know, the way I grew up, I wasn't really too sure. I wasn't too fond of that. I wasn't onto that yet. So even though he was younger than me, he was actually putting me on game. So what I had to do was start to be like, well, this guy's younger than me. I see what he's doing. I was just like, well, maybe I need to start doing it and stop worrying about what other people think of you and just go ahead and go out there and do you regardless.
Absolutely.
So,
all right,
man. So you guys both here at Tech. All right, let's go back to 06, 07. You guys both here hungry. All right, what's some things that really got you guys through the day, through your first camp, your first tour days? What are some rituals? Would you just go home and sleep? Would you go home and eat? Would you go home and get your feet rubbed? I mean, what's some things that you can do to help you get through that first fall camp? And y'all, whichever y'all want to go first. Henley, you go first. Brian, you went first the last time.
I would say, man, just having that mindset. Like Dunk said, man, I mean, you there for a reason. You're not there to fail, you know. And coming from my background, and I'm sure I can speak for others, a lot of us are first-time graduates from our family, you know, university. So that's huge, you know, and then just having that education but wanting to be successful. I mean, you don't go to college and play football and just be like, I'm just here to, you know, just to get my
education. Put on
the
jersey.
Everybody's mindset is to make it to the NFL. Everybody's mindset is to do the best at playing football, doing this and doing that. But at the same time, you want to be there to learn and expand your mind, do better things, meet new people, you know, network in a way too. So I think it's all good. And I don't think a lot of people know, but before we actually went to Texas Tech, me and Dunk, we knew each other. We met each other. We played against each other in high school. You know what I'm saying? Texas versus Louisiana game. So when I seen him there and I seen what he was doing, I thought Dunk was, you know, more of a, I don't want to use the word thug or anything, but I thought he was a hard young man. Come to find out,
they originally thought I was a thug, man. What?
He was a good dude. I mean, the guys he was with, you know, they were some tough guys. But knowing he was going to Tech too, man, I knew he was going to have something special. with the class we had, and just being around those guys and playing football, you know, I always wanted to do better and see where my three or four next years might take me. And I'm glad I did it with them, because we built great relationships. You know, we won a lot of games together, and I think that was the biggest part about being a part of the team and you know what I'm saying, going to college and carrying on to get my degree and all that. It was a great experience.
Okay. So basically to get through that camp, you were just basically just stay focused. You know what I mean? You had time to rest, but you didn't really have time to rest, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Everybody's out, look. Okay. All right, Duncan, what about you, man?
Is that Ray John's phone going crazy?
No, that's my family, man. Mom just came back from California, so you know what I'm saying. It was a birthday.
Man, tell moms I said what's up, man. I so miss that lady.
Yeah, yeah. She talk about you all the time.
Yeah, put your phone on mute, man. Put your phone on mute so people can hear. Crazy boy.
they ran in, but running in out of the house.
Nah, man, you all got right, a good man. It's a, birthday for your moms in the Thanksgiving week. That's what's up. Well, all right, Duncan, your turn. What's some things that helped you get through that first camp?
Yeah, man, and I think Rayshon hit it on the note, man. The fact that you can surround yourself with some positive people, I think that's the good thing. Just get yourself, you know, on the team around some people who's like-minded, like you are. So get around some boys on the team, man, that, hey, we're going to make it through this camp. We're going to push each other. And that's what we did, you know. And just like Rayshon said, the willingness to succeed, you know, I'm the same story for him, man. I'm the first person to go to a four-year college and graduate. So some of that stuff is really important whenever you look at the bigger picture of things. And just focus. The young man just got to focus that. Don't look at the short-term goals. Go ahead and focus on those long-term goals. That's going to get you to those camps. You know, we had midnight maneuvers. I know that's not the football camps or anything like that, but we had midnight maneuvers, and the whole goal was to get a black shirt. So you didn't want to walk around there with no pink shirt that's cut off, you know, showing your midriff and all that stuff. So, yeah, man, if you set yourself and you have a goal, get with a group of guys during that fall camp just to get through and help you, man, I think that's going to help out a lot.
Okay, yeah, man, I totally agree. For you guys out there listening, I asked them, how did they get through that first, you know, that first camp? So basically, you got to surround yourself with positive people. And when you come in that first camp, you know, you're getting around guys your age, guys that kind of got a similar story than you. But the whole common goal, everyone has a common goal. Everyone's goal is to make it to the NFL. Nobody just wants to – no one's coming there, at least on scholarship, or probably even walk on as well. No one's going there just to put on the jersey. Everybody wants to get on that field. Everybody wants to put that double T on, strap up that helmet, strap up that chin strap, go out there, do what they was going to do, and everybody wants to go to the NFL. But unfortunately, everybody's not going to go to the NFL, but it's that mindset of that positivity that's going to help you through those long days. And I'm going to touch on a point to where Mr. Henley said whenever he first met Duncan back before they even came to Tech is that he met him and he thought that Duncan was like a thug-type character, which is, if you know Duncan is just a nice awesome guy who don't really, you know, look for confrontations. So which means is you should never judge a book by its cover. And, you know, we got some stuff going on in the media right now. We got the Ferguson trial of, you know, a cop shooting an unarmed teen. And you know, because we all know as black males, we already look, especially if you big and black, you already look like a threat, right? So just imagine if you're an athlete just getting out of practice with your do-rag on and you just want to throw in a fitted cap because your hair is nappy. Not because you're trying to be cool. It's just, yeah, you don't want nobody to see your nappy hair because we all know coming out of football, we ashy, the helmet done been on. You never know. You know, people talking about we sagging. Well, it's like we've been wearing these tight pants all day or a girdle, so we just want to be comfortable. And sometimes people can portray that to be in a negative way. But we really don't mean nothing negative at all. So, you know, you really can't really judge a book by its cover. So, all right, hey, you guys, it's 11:15. I'm gonna take a 2-minute intercession. I got a guy on the line who I went to high school with, very spiritual brother. So he's gonna just say a quick message for you guys, and we're gonna get straight for the interview after he get done. I promise Duncan and Mr. Henley, I won't hold you guys up for too much longer. I know you guys busy. Well, Mr. Henley, I know you ain't busy. You on Thanksgiving break, player. but Duncan, I'm gonna get you off here just a minute. But I got Mr. Stephen Ivey. Man, this guy's a youth minister. Very spiritual guy. Something told me just to reach out to him and bring him on to my show. So, Mr. Ivey, you there, man?
I'm on. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. Hey, the floor is yours, man. Hey, you got 2 to 3 minutes. Go ahead and do your deal.
Yes, sir. Well, good morning, everyone. Everyone that's on the line and on the radio, good to be talking to you this morning. I have my whole thought in this next 2 or 3 minutes is summed up on this, kind of like what we talked about on Thursday, is being thankful and that counting your blessings puts you on the winning side. Counting your blessings puts you on the winning side. I got an analogy for you, or a question for you. Do you want to be a victor or do you want to be a victim? A victim, most likely most victims or any victim dwells in the past or dwells on what has happened to them. Anybody that is a victim, they're a victim because something has happened to them. They've been a part of something. Something has been done to them, and they dwell on that past. That's a victim. Or do you want to be a victor? What I've seen in most people that are victorious in anything, in any walk, anything that they do in life, anybody that's successful, they don't concentrate on what has been or what was. They always have the end goal in mind. This is what I'm talking about. I played sports. Me and Pete, we played on Muskogee High together. And my senior year, my junior year, I moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I played my senior year at a school called Memorial High School. If you looked up Memorial High School, I don't really like to tell people about it because we weren't a winning team. But went on this team my senior year, got on the team, and tell you how bad Memorial was. The year before, they finished out 2-8. So it just wasn't looking good. But I was at a new school. I wanted to be popular, so I said, let me get on the football team. I know I can play. I'm an athlete. Get on the football team this year, and I remember a game that sticks out to me. We played a school in Oklahoma called Jinx. Jinx in Oklahoma is one of the powerhouses in football. And the year before, 2005, when Memorial played Jinx, Jinx beat them about 70. They had 70-some-odd points to zero. So now 2006, this is my senior year. We're going to play Jinx, knowing that Jinx is just they go to the playoffs every year. If they don't win the championship, they at least are playing the last championship game. And so knowing the caliber of our team, I'm going in not thinking it's going to look well. We always have people on the team. Any team that you play, there's always one or two people that have what I call a victorious or a victor mentality, where when they're about to go play that game, it doesn't matter what's happened, it doesn't matter what's going on, they always believe there's a chance to win. And so I want to encourage you this morning to always look at how you can win and not your inefficiencies. Yes, life might not have dealt you the best cards in life. Yes, you might not have the best grades in school. Yes, you might not be financially where you want to be. Yes, you might have a whole laundry list of reasons why you are not going to make it or be victorious, but don't look at the bad. Concentrate on the good. Concentrate that you woke up today. Concentrate that you do have a mind. Concentrate on the fact that you can study and get better grades. Concentrate on the fact that you can work out and become a better athlete, or that you can become a better person in society. My whole point, closing it out, 2 minutes, we went, played Jinx my senior year. The year before, we lost 70-0. That year, we still lost to Jinx, but they beat us only by like 20 points. Even though that's not good, the whole goal is, or the whole point is, because our mentality wasn't that we were just going to give up and be defeated, a sorry team that should have gotten blown out were able to at least kind of fend for ourselves. And that's the whole point. You might not find yourself in the best situation always. It might not always work out for you, but don't forget to still count the blessings.
Oh, there it is. Don't forget to count your blessings. All right, over there. Hey, give it up for Mr. Avi right there, man. Thank you for that message, Mr. Avi. It's straight beneficial. Either you want to become the victor or the victim. It's up to you. It's your choice. But, all right, Mr. Avi, I want to say thank you for calling in, man, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow as well, all right?
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right,
man.
You too.
Thank you, man.
All right. All right, cool. Yeah, man, that was Mr. Ivy. We went to high school together, man. Everything has for a reason, like I say. It was just something just went over me, just wanted me to hit that guy up. Well, all right, let's jump back into these Red Raiders right here. Texas Tech, get your guns up. What you guys think about the game? Did you guys watch the game this weekend?
I did, man. You know, that's my job, so I got to watch it, man, at any time. and try to pick apart these players. But, yeah, man, just the all boiled down to, man, those guys were hitting everything on the cylinder yesterday, on Saturday. They played together. They went in there for a purpose, and that was to get a win for the seniors. And hopefully that'll be a little bit of momentum going into Baylor and try to get an upset. It's surely possible, but there are some things that they're going to have to do in order to do that. So, yeah, man, good game, man. I'm great. Did you get a chance to see it?
Yes, sir.
I seen a snips and bit of it, man. I was actually working yesterday with a couple kids myself. For the season as a whole, man, I think it's another another learning process, I would say, because, you know, we got some young guys, we got some old guys. But I think Cliff and the gang, they're doing a great job of putting things in place. You can see the talent on the field. A few kids here and there that's really going to turn the program around and hopefully have an awesome season like we did back in 2008, man. I hope they could really turn it around and do just as good or even better than that.
Yeah, I really think so. I got the chance to see it myself. I didn't get a chance to watch all the game, but I did see Patrick Mahomes went in there. He kind of took the team on his back a little bit. But who really put the team on their back was DeAndre Washington, man. That guy, first 1,000-yard rusher since, what, 98, went out there and really did his thing. Great vision, scored the first 2 touchdowns for Texas Tech, really jumped out on top of Iowa State, which I really believe if they wouldn't have done that, then I don't know if the conclusion of the game would have been come out to our favor. Well, all right, Mr. Duncan, before I let you go, man, go ahead and let the people know exactly what it is, what you do. But I want to know something, man. How did you end up getting into broadcasting? And for those who's out there who wants to be like a TV anchor, because, you know, you really don't see too many black or African-American people out there doing what you do. So not only were you the first one to go to a 4-year university in your college, but I think I could go out on a limb and to see, like, you're actually doing something very highly courageous and actually highly encouraging for other youth that's coming up. So how could someone end up being, like in broadcasting as a TV anchor with a kid that's about to graduate college right now?
So you see it in the NFL today, and I just go back to the networking and, you know, getting your name out there and people knowing who you are and, you know, what you did and what you're doing. People like positive people, you know. So when you get into an area where you can network and get to know a lot of people, they're going to help you out. So I was actually doing some training just like Ray John, and I did some training in the morning, and I had a client. She worked for a local station here in town, KMAC Channel 28. And so what she did, she really didn't do anything. She was just in place to be that messenger. The GM saw him one day. He was like, man, if I can actually get a Texas Tech player to be a part of the Red Raider Nation and be the face of Red Raider Nation, that'll be great, because what it does is it just gives the station a little bit more credibility. It gives the station something that, you know, normal people don't get, you know, from the inside looking out. So anyway, long story to ball down, the GM got in contact with her, and she got in contact with me, and it just went crazy from there. So you got to love what you're doing. You got to walk into those open doors that God's giving you,
And you just got to, again, just like the man said, you got to count your blessings. And that was one. And it's working out pretty much. It's working out. You got to love it, though, because it's not a lot of money in it, but you got to love what you're doing.
Yeah, man. Just like he said, it's all about the love, man. You can't really love what you do until you love you. That's how I feel. So once you get to that point to where you can love yourself, to where you're able to take that leap of faith, which means you're able to put that right foot in front of the left foot, which means that you're being courageous, then that's when you can be able to fall in love with something, fall in love with your work. Like radio, it wasn't until, like, you know, I really went through a lot of stuff to really how I kind of got into radio. So it wasn't until I started loving radio, I had to really love the person I became. So like what Nunky said, man, you can't really get in the world without the love. You got to have the love, and you got to walk in those doors that God's opened up for you and count your blessings. You know, you can't really think of, well, am I not going to really go in the NFL, so I'm not going to really work out as hard. I'm not going to give this woman any attention that I'll need to give her. So, you know, which means, like, everything happens for a reason. So shout out to you, Mr. B. Duncan, man. I'm really proud of you. You keep doing what you do, and I hope you continue to soar. So,
yes,
Mr.
Sir,
Henley.
I will continue to soar. I appreciate you, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, man. All right. So Mr. Henley.
Yes, sir.
Your time, my man. I know you helping out the kids. You're doing something great. You guys got a program down there that's just uplifting the kids and getting them into some different activities. Go ahead and explain to us about what you're doing, man.
Well, man, you know, I play for the Patriots. I do this. No, I'm just kidding. But I've never lost my passion for football and things like that, man. Sports, period. Right now I work for a grant-funded program. It's through 21st Century. Great program. It's an after-school, before-school program. We take kids and we bring them in. And it's almost like a Boys and Girls Club, you would say. We help them with their homework. We help them with projects. We help them with anything that they need. And we also offer programs of some sort. We ask what they're interested in, and we try to create a program to where they could benefit from it, almost like an intern, you know, to be an entrepreneur in some sort of way. My programs, it offers, we have a smoothie bar, almost like Smoothie King, and they make smoothies, and they got to write it all down and put it in business forms and this and that. We do cosmetology for them. We do woodworking to where you're doing carpeting. We have all the sports for them, like they can be in intramural sports, and we have people to work with them on strength and conditioning. We do everything. So it's not just so much focused on just having the kids there, but it's actually benefiting from it. You know, they benefit from it. And also the parents are too, because if that parent gets off at 5 o'clock and they're not able to pick up their child by 3:30 or 4 o'clock, whatever time they're getting up, my program runs till 6. And we feed them. So it's so much that we do for them. And I was happy that I was able to get this position, because I think the kids nowadays, they really do need it. They really do need something like that to help out the parent, but also help them out to see what direction they want to go in life.
Right, man. I completely agree. Well, all right, man. I'm not trying to cut y'all short, but I know Duncan got a conference that he got to go to, so I'm going to go ahead and let him be on his way. So I just want to thank you for being on my show, Mr. Duncan.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I love you guys. Rajon, hit me up, man. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep doing your thing, man. You're doing a great job, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
All right, man. Hey, all else appreciated, man. Have a great day.
You too, man.
All right, cool. Yeah, so you were saying, you know, it kind of takes the pressure off the kid, off the parent, you know, and you maybe can agree with me as well, because we all know, it's not like we grow up and our parents not really tell us right from wrong, right? But sometimes, most of the things that we're doing, we're usually like the first, you know what I mean? I know you had an older brother that actually went to Bacon and things, but more times out of nine times out of ten, we're usually the first generation to actually go out there, and we actually get to take people to a big Division I game, playing against them big schools and things. But what I'm trying to say is sometimes it takes somebody on the outside to come in for us to really get it. You know what I mean? Because we grow up every day with our parents, and yes, they tell us, but it don't really hit us until we see Tua athlete come to our school. Or it takes, you know, sometimes an inmate from a correctional facility to come and speak to you at school for you to be like, dang, I can't really end up like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sometimes it takes that outside source to come in and speak to you to where it could really hit home. The only thing that moves faster than the speed of light is a thought. Just like that, something can hit you, it can spark you and change you to become a better person. So all right, Mr. Henley, I'm going to go ahead and end it with that. If there's something that you can tell the kids out there, like a quote, like a mantra, or anything that you really believe in that can help them, get them whenever they're going through a tough day, something that they can say to themselves or something that got you through your tough times, is there something that you would like to share to them?
Only thing I could say, man, just by you waking up every day just knowing, that's a blessing. You've woken up, and especially if you have a home, you have things to eat at night during the day, just waking up. I don't care what your situation is, man, because believe me, there's always somebody out there that's doing a little worse than you or, you know, just a little bit better than you, and just always keeping a positive mind frame. I do have a quote from a good friend of mine named Adrian Reese. He told me this one quote, and, man, it stuck with me for a while, and I like to use it. He told me 80% of being successful is showing up. It's just being there. And I really believe in that. And when you think about it, it applies to all facets of life. Showing up to work, showing up to work out, showing up to anything, showing up to church, showing up to school, showing up to whatever it may be. Just showing up. 80% of it being there. Because the other 20, even if you're not putting in any effort, or even if you know you're barely going at it, you're not really doing the work, at least you showed up. You're being 80% successful at doing whatever it may be. So,
man,
and I've been carrying that ever since he told me that, and I think it's a great quote, and I think a lot of people could go a long way with just living off a quote like that, and also just being thankful and just knowing it's a blessing of waking up every day, because you see so many young people dying and so many young people going the wrong way that you would hope and you pray and wish that, you know, a lot of things could go better. So young folks, man, just do whatever it is you may need to do. Even if you're going the bad route, man, just count your blessings. Keep praying and try to find a better route, man. It's millions of things you can do out here. And college is not for everybody. I'm not going to say it is, but be educated. Educate yourself. Read a book. You know what I'm saying? Read the newspaper. Educate yourself. I don't care what it is you do, please just educate yourself, because being educated can take you a long way. And also using yes, sir, no, sir. That's something I learned from my dad. Just always saying yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you. You know, these things that can carry you a long way throughout life, man. And just always think positive, man.
Oh, man, hey, that's really powerful right there. 80% of being successful is showing up. Well, all right, Mr. Henley, I'm gonna hold you up no longer for the day. I know you're off for the rest of the week. You got your kids off. You guys about to just kick it and get ready for this Thanksgiving. I know you guys got to go down. So just for them pictures that I be seeing from your dad cooking on Sundays, man, just make a man hungry. And sometimes I be sitting back eating some ramen noodles. Like, oh, yeah, that's how you going to do me?
Yeah, man. I'm just playing.
Well, all right, Mr. Henley, it's really been a blessing. I want to say thank you for being on my show. And, you know, I'll meet you up in a few months for you to get back on. And whenever you guys need to talk to me about how to start a podcast or radio show, or, you know, feel free to call me. And I'm here, man, no doubt. And, you know, I also work for the local radio station down here in Lubbock, so I can get you guys a virtual tour, show you exactly what a radio station looks like. Man, and I tell you, you see, I'm getting fired up, so I'm out there, you know what I mean? So, but But I'm telling you, once you find that passion, you're gonna wake up in the morning and you're gonna just be like, hey, let's get it done, let's get it in. Well, all right, Miss Emily, I can go on all day. Well, I hope you have a blessed day, man. Hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you guys nothing but the best. All right.
Appreciate you, man. You too, man. God bless and have a great Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
All right, cool.
Later.
All right, you guys, that was Mr. Brian Duncan, Mr. Rajon Henley. Two guys came in to class, one class after me up in Texas Tech, and these guys really came in, made a positive impact on the Texas Tech football team. Not only on the football team, but on the community. These guys also volunteered around here around Lubbock. I actually wanted to ask them a couple more questions about, you know, what they like to eat in Lubbock and things like that, but that's why I got to bring them back on. You can't ask everybody all the questions you want to ask them for the people that's out there that's looking to interview other people out there. You know, you got to break it down into segments. You can't do it all at once. But just like what Mr. Henley was saying, 80% of success is just showing up. And, you know, and he said, educate yourself. College is not just for everybody. And there's another thing. A lot of people think just because you don't go to college, whether it's you can't afford it, or whether it's you didn't get that scholarship, or you don't want to go JUCO, or you don't want to go to NAIA, you don't want to go to Division III, Division II. And if you're in a situation to where you can't go to college, or you know college isn't for you, does it mean you cannot educate yourself? You can go to the public library, go get you a book. You can be in Walmart, get you a magazine, or get you a book. You can do something. I'm gonna say something to this for all these people who know your history. Everybody knows about Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody knows that Martin Luther King had a dream, and yes, he was a reverend. He followed in his daddy's footsteps and all that. But who I want to speak on is the one who don't have the holiday, is the one who really seemed like a villain, is the one who actually was down that negative path and turned his life around and actually became a positive impact in the community, and his name is Malcolm X. Malcolm X was not only, most people like, well, he was Muslim and all this. Well, we all believe in the same God. There's only one God, but most people, if Allah makes somebody a better person, who am I to tell somebody that you're wrong, that he's not really God and something like that, so he can lose faith and then he can go and shoot somebody up. You know, so who am I to judge? But Malcolm X was really a pimp. Malcolm X was really a pimp. He grew up as a young age. You know, at a young age, you know, his father died when he was young by I don't know if it was KKK, but it was someone in that type, you know. But his father died. He didn't really get to live a normal childhood. But if you do your history, he was actually really smart. And Malcolm X is not all black. He asked why his mom was mixed with white. So, you know, you do your history. But he grew up to be a pimp. You know, he had to make the best out of his surroundings. It then wasn't until he went to jail. And then that's when he found something that made him a better person. So it's no matter what you've done and what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. He didn't have to go to college to educate himself and then end up touching millions of people. So what I'm telling you, you don't have to go to college to educate yourself. You don't have to go to college to seem like you're cool. You don't have to go to college just so your neighbor can be like, well, he go to college, he's going to be successful. You can be successful no matter what you're doing, no matter where you at, no matter what kind of money, no matter how much money you got in your pocket. If you got 50 cents in your pocket, you can still be successful. I'll tell you one thing, just 3 years ago, I was sitting back in Muskogee, Oklahoma, right after I'd have been the number 9 high school athlete in Oklahoma, after I'd have been playing Division I football at Texas Tech. I remember 3 years ago, I'm sitting back at my uncle's house on Old Mogi Street, big two-story house, sitting on the wood floor looking out the window with no 50 cents in my pocket. No 50 cents in my pocket. I had to ask my uncle and his girlfriend for one quarter each just so I can get to work. I knew I could find a way home, but just so I can get to work, I used to ask him, "Yo, Uncle Doc, can I get a quarter? Can I get two quarters so I can get to work?" I didn't have no money for lunch, but I had some money to get to work. And then once I got to work, man, everything else was secondary. I knew I was going to be something great, but I tell you what, I didn't give up. Even though everybody else gave up on me, but I didn't give up on me. So if you're that person, look in the mirror, next time you go to the bathroom, look in the mirror and be like, yo, I see everybody else thought I was going to be this and do that. I know I'm supposed to be great, but you know what? It ain't too late. Everybody else can go, but I'm not going to leave myself. I know I'm supposed to do great. I know I see the light in my eyes. My only enemy is the one I'm looking at in the mirror. So anybody else can say anything else about me. Anybody else can say anything about anybody else. But just know, you looking at the mirror, you could be successful. Because I tell you what, only thing that moves faster than the speed of light is a thought. Once you think it, you can become it. So don't dream it. Do it. A lot of people dream. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. So just get up and do it with what you got right now. You can do it. Just like I said, my name is P. Richardson, or you can call me PDP, owner and creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. I had Brian Duncan, former Texas Tech linebacker, and Rajon Henley, former Texas Tech defensive lineman, former Atlanta Falcon on. And I'm just going to leave you guys with that. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. That's what I'm going to leave you with today. Hope everybody have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m., same time, same store time, different store day. All righty. It's been my pleasure, you guys. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And I'm out. P. Richardson, Saving Athletes Respectfully. Peace.